Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 120 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, one of the popular tenets of being a good doubles partner is to never coach your partner during a match. The reality is, you'd be hard-pressed to find many players who enjoy getting coached by his or her doubles partner in the throes of a match. That said, I believe there is a small gray area, albeit a very small gray area, within which you can operate to help your doubles partner and team. And that area straddles the fine line of encouraging versus coaching your doubles partner. For starters, let me establish a definitive boundary for what I believe constitutes coaching a partner that crosses the line and is not ideal. A quick rule of thumb I use is if it requires more than a few words to get the point across to your partner on anything, for example, stroke mechanics, strategy, court positioning, to name a few, well, then you're probably better off having that discussion after the match. Doing so during the match will likely not make your partner more comfortable with you or nor improve his or her play in the match. You know, recently I was watching a ladies' doubles match in my local park. On the first 2 points of a particular game, a player on one of the teams missed consecutive forehand passing shot attempts. Her partner then spent the next minute or so in between points during the game explaining to her what she was doing incorrectly with her stroke, along with what proper forehand mechanics should look like. Another example, actually from the same match, during an exciting, fun-to-watch point, one of the players on the other team was a little slow to cross over and cover for her partner, who was forced out of position from chasing down an angled volley. Well, they lost that point, at which time the player who ran down and returned the angled volley spent the next 30 to 40 seconds giving, you know, doubles tennis IQ pointers to her partner. Both of these examples are a big no-no in my view. And of course, there are dozens of other examples that most players have experienced or observed throughout their doubles endeavors. And again, I don't think you will come across too many players who enjoy being coached like that, especially in between points of a game. Now, what do I believe is acceptable and can be effective, quote, coaching of your doubles partner? Well, they tend to be short, simple words of encouragement that also serve as a tip or reminder for your partner. An example of something I often say to my doubles partner is, stay aggressive, keep going for it. This is one way I try to provide a quick tip or reminder to my partner to maintain racket speed on passing shots or serves, for example, while being encouraging at the same time. Another example, you know, sometimes I'll say to my partner, make them earn it, them being our opponents. This is my way of encouraging my partner in those instances where perhaps our passing attempts have been easily put away by our opponents, or if I feel we are making too many unforced errors and gifting too many points. Now, most of us are aware that there is a fine line between encouraging your partner and coaching your partner. While the thickness of that line may vary from one doubles team to another, I believe the effectiveness of conveying a positive and productive message to your partner boils down to three primary factors, not in any particular order. And of course, the operating assumption here is that there is mutual respect between the doubles partners. Number one, it's the context in which the words of encouragement and or coaching are delivered. Number two, what and how those words are delivered. And three, the person who delivers the message. You know, at the end of the day, it's important for you to be aware of whether your message is coming across to your doubles partner as encouraging or as ill-timed and unwelcomed coaching. Crossing that line to the coaching side during a match can lead to some rough patches in your doubles partnership. That said, it is possible to straddle that fine line and operate in that gray area and convey messages to your partner during a match that are encouraging and informational. It's not easy, but it can certainly be done and very effectively. If the message is delivered with appropriate awareness of particular match circumstances and sensitivities, so understand the fine line between encouraging and coaching your doubles partner It will go a long way towards helping you get the best out of your doubles partner and team. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.